It's time for WEKU Listener Feedback. I'm Program Director John Hingsbergen. Last week we heard from Alex, who's finding repeats of programs intolerable. This week we have two responses by way of Facebook. From Jonathan, I've never been bothered by repeats. Yes, there comes a point where they are annoying if the same episodes are aired too frequently, but the occasional repeat due to an off week of the show's staff isn't a concern for me. Tammy commented, there is only so much awesome content that NPR can produce. Another listener responded to comments 2 weeks ago about the Capital Steps holiday specials. Susan emailed us, please do not drop these specials. I am a huge fan. Please do publicize them during the night when I listen to classical music. I do not listen during the day, and I have missed them because I didn't remember they were coming. We've had a couple of nice comments recently that came along with donations. Elizabeth from Lexington is a regular donor, but sent a check in thanks for continued carriage of the BBC NewsHour, especially in light of our friends at another station dropping the BBC from the lineup. Lynn from Lawrenceburg said the following while giving a generous gift. Please divide my donation evenly between WEKU and Classic 102.1. My son and I enjoy nearly all the shows from both stations, with the exceptions of Ask Me Another and America's Test Kitchen. The hosts are obnoxious. Other shows, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Says You, and The Splendid Table are more clever, better produced, and much more enjoyable. We invite you to send or call in your comments. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. That number, 859-622-1657, the email, weku@eku.edu. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.